We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a great show for you today. As the coaches are starting to fall like the dominoes in the playground, here we go. It's the Giants versus the Dolphins. Who gets Brian Daboll? Who gets Brian Flores? You know the answer to that part, at least half of it already. Will the Giants get the guy they want? Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
Today has been a very good day for the Giants. Would you agree with that?
A very good day for the
very
Giants?
Very good day for the Giants.
Why?
Well, first of all, they were never interested in Nathaniel Hackett.
Okay.
He got a job. They were never interested in Matt Eberflus. He got a job. And best of all,
go ahead,
Dan Quinn,
yes,
who no Giant fan wanted to be the head coach. I didn't think it would be a good hire. Dan Quinn decided, I'm going back to Dallas.
Which is really interesting because he interviewed for like four jobs, had two interviews with at least one place, if not multiple places, and then basically takes himself out of the running. You know, which means that Jerry Jones obviously either made a larger financial commitment to him or some type of, hey, as soon as McCarthy screws the pooch, we're going to let you step right in.
Or he hated the jobs that were available.
Yeah, but there were nine jobs available.
But look at the
jobs.
It's
like a third of the league.
I agree, but look at the jobs. How many of them were that appealing?
Well, the Denver job might get much more appealing. Of course, it got taken by Hackett. So now everybody believes, all right, Nathaniel Hackett goes to Denver. We know the John Elway playbook. Every 10 years, bring in the best available veteran quarterback on a two-year deal and hope to steal a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then suck for 10 years.
Guess what? It's not going to happen this time because Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver. Let him go to Denver. First of all, he won't lose home playoff games because they won't have home field advantage because that's Patrick Mahomes' division.
Right.
And number two, he's not winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's funny how, you know, like, it's almost like a sheep mentality, right? Oh, Nathaniel Hackett got the job. You know what that means.
Right.
Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers are on their way to Denver. Everybody forgets one aspect of this. And it's a similar aspect that we have in New York with certain athletes, obviously. And that is the athlete, in this case, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, have no control at all.
Well, Devontae does. He's a free agent.
Well, they're going to tag him.
Tag him, he doesn't have control.
So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what he wants to do. Yeah. If they decide to tag him, which they have to, you know, they control where he goes.
Right.
Now, yeah, I understand why people think they're going to Denver, but the Green Bay Packers will decide if they go to Denver.
Oh, no, you're right. But I do think that that sheep mentality that we have also applies to the Giants. I think a part of why over the last few days you have been committed to thinking Brian Daboll is going to be the head coach is because of who the general manager is, based on connections. Like, everything is a Giant connection.
Well, two things. One, he's interviewed twice. One in person, one via Zoom.
Right.
Two, obviously, the connections, which, to be fair, Leslie Frazier has the same connection.
He does.
As Brian Daboll. But three, and not even because of the game against Kansas City or that he's obviously a hot candidate or anything like that. It's really what was the underlying focal point of the introductory press conference.
Oh, the quarterback.
With Shane. Not even the quarterback. I'm going to hire a guy that I know I can work with.
Right.
That
right.
I'm on the same page with. That
right.
I like Apple Jacks. He doesn't like Cheerios.
Right.
He likes Apple Jacks.
Right. That's why.
And that guy, so they already have, what is it, a 3-year?
Right.
4-year working experience together?
From that standpoint and his familiarity working with a young quarterback who's become a star, on paper, he seems to make the most sense. But today when Brian Flores meets with Joe Shane, you never know. It could be like one of those dates that you have where right out of the gate you just click. Or maybe the opposite, where right out of the gate you've got your friend calling you, giving you a code word so you can get the heck out.
Here's what the Giants need. If you're a diehard Giant fan, I know you're going to say at the end of the day it's not material, but I think it is. You know, it looks like, I think we'd all agree, that for the Giants it's coming down to either Brian Daboll or Brian Flores, right?
That's the way it feels, yeah.
They seem to be the two lead candidates. I think, you know, last week I thought Flores was a lock. Now I think Dable's getting the job. Then a report comes out, Pat Leonard had in the Daily News late last night, that some people, because I know it's been disputed by other folks, but there was a four-hour period yesterday where the word was that Brian Daboll is the number one choice for the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
That's the guy they want.
Right, right.
So what's interesting is that if I was a Giant fan, I don't care if it's Flores or Daboll, I think I'd say yes to both guys. I'd be thrilled with either guy.
I think both feel like good hires right now.
But I want to make the decision.
Right.
In other words, if I'm a fan, if the Miami Dolphins hire Brian Daboll today, tomorrow, and I announce Brian Flores, who has not yet met with the Giants, I think that happens tomorrow. And I announced Brian Flores the next day.
Flores today, by the way.
Is it today? Okay.
Yeah, I think Leslie Frazier is tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. It's almost like the image of, well, the Dolphins took our guy. We went with our second choice. You follow me?
Sure, sure.
So if the New York Giants want Brian Daboll, and I think we'd all be okay with that, go ahead and sign him today. Just get it done.
If he wants the job.
Yeah, apologize to Flores. Apologize to Leslie Frazier. Get it done, because if you're not sure, or if he is the guy, but you want to be respectful and going through the motions with the Flores interview and ultimately the Leslie Frazier interview, and the Dolphins signed Brian Daboll, it looks like another team took your guy.
Nah, but you know what?
And I don't like the image of that.
Forget images. What you've got to do.
It's all about image.
No, it's about hiring the right person.
But it's image.
No. Who cares about image?
Well, like, I think Giant fans care about image.
You know what? Yes. Yeah. If they hire Patrick Graham, if they hire Leslie Frazier, if they had hired Dan Quinn, I get it. A lot of Giant fans would have hated the hire. And they wouldn't have liked the imagery of the hire. But you've got to bring in the guy if you're Joe Shane. This is your first GM job. It may be your last GM job. There's no guarantee you're going to get a billion cracks at it. John Idzik, okay?
Right.
Ask Jerry Reese, who won a Super Bowl, two of them.
Sure.
He hasn't got another opportunity. You've got to bring in the right guy. And you can't care, no offense, what you think, what Big Mac thinks, or what the imagery is. You have to interview Brian Flores today. You've got to see what his answers are about what happened in Miami, how he built a coaching staff, and get a feel of if that connection will work. You can't rush because you're afraid. You know what team rushed because they were afraid?
I don't.
The New York Jets did that when they hired Todd Bowles, where they were afraid of, well, we're not going to have a chance to interview Quinn. It's amazing it comes back to Quinn because of his Super Bowl run that he was on.
Right.
And so they felt, all right, we got to move on Todd Bowles. Someone else is going to get him. No, no, no. Hire the guy that you think is the right head coach. And here's the great news for the Giants. I read that report last night about the Dolphins and Brian Daboll, and they're a threat, absolutely. But I also read this morning that the Dolphins are going to wait. They're going to wait till next week. Okay. If you've decided after the week of interviews, you're the New York Giants, that Brian Daboll's your guy, then put a contract in front of him and say, here's the deal. Yes, or get the heck out.
I agree. Don't shop it.
You've got leverage on that. If the Dolphins are going to wait, Brian Daboll's going to have to take that risk of, I prefer the Dolphin job, I'm going to wait where I may not even get that job.
No, I get that. Listen, see, we've talked about it before in the show. It's the proverbial hotel deal. That's what they call it, a hotel room deal. And that is, here's the offer. If you leave the room without signing it, it goes away. Because what the Giants don't want, because then there is egg on your face, the New York Giants offer Brian Daboll a 5-year, $30 million contract, and he says, I'll get back to you, and goes down to South Florida and signs a deal with the Dolphins.
Right.
That'd be embarrassing. Now, it doesn't mean a damn thing when it comes to are they going to win or lose next year, or if Brian Flores is a good candidate or not. It just would be embarrassing.
Well, but you know what?
And this is an organization, frankly, that has embarrassed itself enough.
I get all that, and I understand getting Giant fans to be happy and excited, but here's the truth, all right? Joe Shane doesn't need to win a press conference. He doesn't need to win how people feel about the coaching hire. He needs to win the hire by the hire being right.
Yeah,
so what I mean
agree.
By that is Patrick Graham is a guy you say has no chance
no
to get
chance.
This job.
He cannot be hired.
If Patrick Graham kills it in this interview.
He ain't getting the gig.
Hold on. If he kills it in this interview,
yeah,
and Joe Shane, who's got no reason to pick Patrick Graham, it's not like he was here last year,
right?
But he believes strongly this is the guy. He has to make that hire.
Yeah, he's not.
Because winning the popularity contest this week means nothing. You know who won a popularity contest? Joe Judge's
yes.
press conference.
Joe Judge won the Adam Gase.
And how'd
did
that
not.
Go? How'd that go?
No, it didn't work out well.
So I get why you say, and why a lot of Giant fans would say, you can't hire Patrick Graham, or you can't hire Dan Quinn even though he's out, or you can't hire Leslie Frazier. What Joe Shane's got to do is he's got to pick the right guy, because that's how he's going to be judged. He's not going to be judged on how we feel today in January. He's going to be judged on the results of the hire.
Yes.
Not
but,
making you happy, so, not making Big Mac happy.
But so, listen, there's short-term and long-term. The short-term win is you want the fan base to like it because that's a good way to start your tenure off as GM. Long-term is far more important.
Of course.
What I can tell you is a fact. If Saturday afternoon, Ian Rappaport comes on the radio and goes, the New York Giants have come to terms with Leslie Frazier, Giant fans are going to be pissed off.
But you know what? Yankee fans were pissed off when they hired Joe Torre.
But they're going to be pissed.
But you know what? If you're Joe Shane, I live in this moment.
Yeah,
if you're Joe Shane, I'll give him this advice.
Go.
Don't hire somebody based on popularity and making some fans happy. Hire the guy that 5 years from now we look back on and we say that was a great hire and that's what turned this franchise around. You're not wrong when you say Giant fans will be pissed off, disappointed, whatever.
We'll take 5 hours of phone calls. Shane doesn't know what he's doing. Leslie Frazier's a loser.
And then we'll save every last clip of you, of even me, and of every caller. Yeah. And maybe 5 years from now, that will be as cold of a take as Clueless Joe.
Well, we'll find out. We'll get your take on all that. Plus, we have come to the final crossroads, I believe, in the Knick career of Julius Randle. Last night, again, just brutal. Rightfully so, gets benched for the fourth quarter. And then he no-shows the press after the game. Julius Randle is now dead. He is no longer a Knick. He's no longer a New Yorker. I will not be shocked if his wife and beautiful son no longer go to Knick games at the Garden, which is the next thing I'd look for in the sad evolution of a promising Knick career. But it's over. It's a failed experiment. It's a disaster. He doesn't deserve to rock the NY on his jersey. He doesn't deserve to play at Madison Square Garden. And I'm not even talking because the Knicks are a below 500 team. He has had the single quickest fall from grace of any professional New York athlete I can think of. There have been other falls from grace, but his has to be the fastest of all time. We'll get into that with you as well. And we're going to have a little fun today, Evan.
I'm what sorry. I'm just laughing at
Yeah. You lost again last night. All right?
That's okay.
Yeah.
What did you say about Julius
what
again?
I said you're under 500 at home. Hi.
It's okay.
Coming up later today, we're going to have a little fun with you, and you're going to be a part of the show today. Today marks the anniversary of the day that Bill Belichick became, for a very short period of time, the head coach of the New York Jets. Coming up later today, we are going to do an hour of sports talk as if he had kept the job. We'll walk you through what your role in this is, but the fantasy of Belichick not signing that napkin will come to fruition later this afternoon. And you may hear things along the lines of, I don't know, Evan, I think you got to put Woody Johnson up there with George Steinbrenner as arguably the greatest owner of all time. I don't know, Evan. Can we win our 10th Super Bowl this year? I think we can. So we will have a little fun with you later today as we go into the WFAN Carton and Roberts time machine and pretend that Belichick kept the job. Oh, how great life would be. We'll get that later today. We'll get your calls as well. 877-337-6666. We got Pete Alonso later today as tonight is the big night. The big Pete Alonso, Carton Roberts comedy show is tonight. And Pete is flying in today. So we hope to talk to him a little bit later on this afternoon as well, because he's going on stage tonight to tell, as he said to us, the one joke I know. We'll find out what that is.
You know why I'm not afraid of the snow? Because my nickname's Polar Bear. Yeah. Will that be the joke?
Okay. I hope not.
You know what? The Met fans that are there will laugh anyway.
Yes, they would. Tonight's going to be the greatest crowd ever for a bad comic. Yeah, all you got to do is show wearing a Mets hat.
That's it.
Yeah. I have to go find a New York Mets hat to wear to tonight's show. Because right now I got my Islander
Aren't
hat
you
on.
Still a Yankee fan, though, right now, well, technically?
Well, but, yeah.
It hasn't expired. You're a Yankee fan. Well, on opening day of this upcoming year, if there is an opening day.
You're going to have 400 Mets fans in one building tonight. I ain't rocking a Yankee hat.
I dare you to.
Well, if you dare me, I'll do it.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Be who you are. You're a Yankee fan.
Well, I'm in the moment, I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Do I have a Met hat here?
No, but you got a Yankee All-Star Game hat that you think is awesome. Put that on.
Hey, which one? The teal one?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Put the teal one on.
I should rock that one,
yes.
Right?
I think you should, yes.
I do have a Yankee All-Star Game hat. I do have a Met hat,
matter
of fact.
You shouldn't wear a Met hat.
You don't think I should rock the Met hat?
You're not a Met fan.
Huh.
You gave that up when you decided this year, and it's still in effect, to be a Yankee fan, which I respect.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.